There were more than 40,000 people vaccinated for COVID-19 since Wednesday, bringing the total number to over 1.8 million doses administered. During his monthly press conference, Utah Governor Spencer Cox said this week Utah set a record with vaccinations.
A week ago today, our total doses administered was 1.6 million first and second doses. So this is an increase of 204,969. We're going to round that up to 205,000 doses in 1 week, which is once again a record. That is our biggest week yet here in the state of Utah. I will say that when I was sworn into office, there were only 305 Utahns who were fully vaccinated. And now just 101 days later, we are at 741,819 Utahns that are fully vaccinated.
Summit County has administered almost 38,000 total vaccines, and Wasatch has given out more than 19,000 doses. Both counties are registering to vaccinate residents 16 years or older. The department announced 456 new COVID-19 cases Thursday, which is about 30 fewer cases than the state saw at the same time last week. The state's 7-day rolling average has continued to decline. The average is now 390 cases per day, down from last week's average of 399. There are more than 7,100 people tested for the first time, with around 90,000 total tests administered. On average, about 4% of tests over tests are coming back positive, while the average percent positivity for people over people is around 7%. In the Wasatch Back, Summit County reported 8 new cases, which is the same as last Thursday. Wasatch County reported 2 new cases, down compared to last Thursday when the county saw 4. Utah's Department of Health reported 1 new death. To date, more than 2,150 Utahns have died due to COVID-19, including 11 from Summit County and 21 from Wasatch County. Both counties are in the moderate level of Utah's COVID-19 transmission index. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.